Yes, we're here in the WRTI Performance Studio with the Ralston Quartet, an award-winning quartet that has been making its name all over the world. You're here today because you are playing your Astral concert on Saturday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. You're winners of the 2016 Astral National Auditions. Welcome.
Thank you.
Before we get started, why don't we meet everyone in the quartet?
Hello, my name is Luri Lee. I play first violin in the quartet.
Hi, my name's Emily Crusp, and I play second violin.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Lowe, and I play the cello.
Hello, my name is Hezekiah Leung, and I play the viola.
That's great. Now, I want to remind everyone that we are also streaming live on Facebook. So if you are near a computer or a tablet or your phone, who is not near your phone, really, you can watch this. First up, we have music of Mozart. Now, all of these pieces you're playing for us today are movements or sections of the concert you'll be playing on Saturday. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Jonathan, why don't you talk about the music of Mozart that we're about to hear?
So this is the fourth movement of Mozart's A major quartet, and this quartet was one of the six that he dedicated to Haydn as his so-called musical children. And this is a really lovely selection. The whole quartet really utilizes this incredible level of simplicity with its motivic ideas, but at the same time, how Mozart contrasts, varies, and develops it is truly masterful. So we hope you enjoy the last movement of Mozart's A major string quartet.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Nothing like little Mozart on a cold winter day. And you guys, it's so interesting to watch you perform because everyone is playing with such great expression and individually, and also you can see the little winks and nods and to one another. So I guess it's fun to watch and it's fun to listen to. Now, if you're just joining us, we are with the Ralston Quartet live in the WRTI Performance Studio. We are also streaming on Facebook, so you can watch us on your phones, tablets, computers. Now, you guys were formed as a quartet in 2013, right? So, Hez, tell us about that, how you came together.
So, we all started the quartet back in Toronto at the Glenn Gould School. So we all knew of each other through various parts of Canada as Canadian musicians. And we decided to form a quartet for the Banff Chamber Music Residency summer programs, which happened every summer. And we just wanted to try it out. And somehow that summer, we decided, hey, let's try to make this work. And that's when the quartet really started to become serious.
Yeah. And I understand it. You named it the Ralston Quartet for a reason.
Yes. So Thomas Ralston, Thomas and Isabel Ralston are very well-known Canadian musicians. They founded the Banff programs there. And it's a real honor for us to take on this legacy, Canadian name legacy. And what's significant for the quartet was actually our very first performance as a quartet was in the Ralston Recital Hall. So we decided, we knew of Shauna Ralston, the wonderful Canadian cellist, and we asked her for permission, and that's,
that's great.
We got allowed the name. And one interesting story is Lurie actually plays on Tom Ralston's violin. It's a wonderful, wonderful violin, who was also owned by Tom Ralston, but before it was owned by Zoltán Zekai, the first violinist of the Hungarian quartet.
Wow, so there are a lot of personal connections. So
there's a wonderful legacy, yeah.
Did you have a plan to focus on a specific repertoire when you formed?
That's a good question. Funny thing is, somehow a lot of quartets that start together, they always take on a Bartok quartet and a Beethoven quartet. So we did Bartok String Quartet number 4, and then we also did Beethoven Opus 18 number 4. So quite stormy pieces, yeah.
So next we are going to hear some Ligeti, I understand.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Who would like to introduce? Okay.
I can hold it. Okay. So the second piece we're going to be playing is Ligeti's first string quartet. It's nicknamed the Metamorphosis Nocturnes. It was written while Ligeti was still in Hungary in 1953 and 54. And basically, it was kind of coined the seventh Bartok quartet by a fellow composer by the name of Kurtag, another Hungarian composer. As you might guess, it has a lot of language similarities with Bartok, and he was heavily influenced by Bartok. So we'll be playing, I would say, about a third of the piece. There are many, many different characters, and some of them go by very quickly, but we'll try and bring out as many characters as possible.
What do you mean exactly by that?
Actually, there are 17 movements in this piece, which is only 21 minutes long, and it's played basically without pause. 17 movements in a 21-minute piece. I mean, yeah. that's just over a minute per movement. So just as soon as you're getting into one character, it's over, and you have to move on to the next.
Any examples of some of the characters we should listen for?
I would say they're creepy, serene, hauntingly beautiful, majestic, somewhat horrific. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Wow. Now I see what you mean about all the different characters. Wow. Is it hard to work this out as a quartet? Do you all practice individually and then come, when you come together, your interpretation, I guess, is a process of collaboration?
Yeah. I mean, we try to figure out the foundation of it individually first, and then when you piece it together, that's when you really establish the interpretation
together. If you're just joining us, we're here in the WRTI Performance Studio with the Ralston Quartet playing selections from their concert, which will be performed on Saturday, December 8th, their Astral Concert. Now, you have been having an amazing success since your formation, really, but especially in the last couple of years. You've been winning all sorts of competitions. You've been touring all over the place. You recently had your 100 concert milestone, I understand, with performances throughout Canada, US, Germany, Brussels, Italy, Israel. You've performed at the Smithsonian, the Kennedy Center. The list goes on and on. What's it like? What is your life like these days? Do you enjoy touring?
Our life goes by quickly, I guess. It's amazing and it's wonderful, and every day we don't take it for granted. You know, just having this kind of opportunity was a dream come true as a quartet and as an individual. First of all, I mean, it sounds incredible to travel all over the world. Of course, it's incredible to meet all these wonderful audiences and to just share our music, but it can get tiring, realistically. traveling can be difficult sometimes, but I think it's a thing that you get used to.
So what's the most fun thing about playing in the Ralston Quartet?
The most fun thing?
The most fun thing.
It's not that fun. I would say rehearsing is a great joy of ours. Because, you know, that's where we actually get to talk about the music and what we do. And I think it's really important that we always talk about the music, and that that's the one thing when we play we hope to share to the audience, is that, you know, here's what I like about this part, or this is what I like to hear in this part of music. And I think that's one thing that really you can connect to as a human being. Yeah.
Right. So our next piece is Beethoven. And Jonathan. I can hold it, that's okay.
So this is the fifth movement of his string quartet in B-flat major, opus 130. And this quartet, along with four others, were written towards the end of his life when he was completely deaf, and really encompass, we think, some of the finest music that was ever written. This movement in particular forms the emotional centerpiece of this quartet, and the Cappuccino was considered a simple song, and very much is a simple song in a sense that the melodic and harmonic language is not particularly complex, yet at the same time there's an incredible depth of emotional meaning and understanding that he's really pouring into this movement in particular. And you can really hear, I think, a lot of the struggles, both physically and mentally, that he had just gone through throughout his entire life. And one interesting note is that the great astronomer Carl Sagan, when he and his team were trying to decide what music to put on these golden discs that would accompany the Voyager spacecraft, he selected this piece to close the entire disc. And really what this, all of this music, and this music in particular, means is that if another intelligent life form should come across these spacecraft and this golden disc, that really this represents mankind's finest achievements.
Wow, that's cool. Great.
They figure out how to play the record.
Thank you.
beautiful and moving. And Jonathan's story about that being the choice of music to go up in a spacecraft and to be the music that introduces people or beings to the best of humanity makes so much sense. It was really wonderful. Thank you so much for coming to WRTI's Performance Studio. I know you have a busy schedule. A reminder that you will be at the Church of the Holy Trinity for your astral concert on Saturday, December 8th at 7:30, and playing this more music of Mozart, Ligeti, and Beethoven. And you also, I guess, after that are heading back to Yale, because we didn't mention that you're also the string quartet in residence at Yale. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.